Yeah, it's scary.
But the thing that freaked me out was the old guy taking him to the cemetery and the storm that comes.
Isn't that at the beginning of the movie?
Yes.
You're like, I'm out.
He basically told you he couldn't get through the first 15 minutes of the movie.
You had to have been, what, like 8 at the time?
Yes, but I did try to do it again, and I think I did get through it, but that still freaked me out. I don't know why.
You're probably just traumatized as a kid.
Probably.
From that experience. You know that, how many sequels did they make to that movie? 3? Or 2 sequels, you know, plus...
Pet Cemetery?
Yeah, Pet Cemetery.
I thought it was just 2, right? I thought it was just the first one in the sequel.
Was it just the first one in the sequel?
Children of the Corn, on the other hand, is a fucking... Every goddamn sequel in the book.
That was Stephen King?
Children of Corn, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not
it's
know
one
that.
It's one of the collections.
Yeah, it's a short story, right?
Yeah.
That might be why I never heard it. Well, yeah. I've heard of it, but didn't know it was a book.
Yeah.
Well, we can look it up right now. By the way, welcome to the show, everybody. We're just talking about Stephen King stuff, getting ready for It on Thursday night.
Apparently, like everybody else in the industry is.
Yep, pretty much. Pet Cemetery. Wikipedia probably tell me if there's a sequel or 7.
Keep spelling his name wrong. Stephen? It's with a PH.
I was going to make funny say King. How could like I was on the Wikipedia page for Pet Cemetery and it says origin and inspiration. Let's see, having nightmares of dead pets coming out of the ground after you.
Ancient Indian burial grounds.
Yeah,
pretty sure that King just calls that Tuesday night. Right.
Pet Cemetery 2. Yeah, only one sequel.
There's only one sequel.
Feels like the film, TV, or blah 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 blah. I can't talk. I've been drinking all day.
Yeah, yeah.
So other adaptions. It says. Holy Christ, Guillermo del Toro wanted to do a fucking remake of Pet Cemetery?
Oh, that would have been, yes.
Be amazing.
Yeah, how about Never Sleeping? I would get rid of all my pets.
Don't shake your head, Mike. Don't shake your head. Yes. Yes.
I would move to a place that doesn't allow animals, like the moon or like Mars.
You would not.
Nope. I just don't want them to come back.
You have too many cats that you love.
And I could live forever.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
BBC Radio 4 broadcast did a dramatization of it. That was pretty interesting.
Pet Cemetery?
Pet Cemetery, yeah. Basically a radio play, if you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
That's still a thing? People still do that?
That is still a thing. Audible,
it was in 1997, so not really radio plays anymore. More of just actually, you know. Speaking of radio plays, that was a really good advertisement you guys heard for that product indoor service that you just listened to. That we don't know it is because it hasn't actually played in real time yet. Anyways, welcome to the episode. This episode has some stuff we want you to do. Michael, would you like to tell these fine folks what we'd like them to do before we get started in official capacity?
Joe, take it away.
I thought he was going to say no. I thought he was going to go, no,
thought he
no,
would
I don't.
Say no.
No, I do not. Which is why he passed it to you to do.
Just not.
Let's just hand off. Let's do this. So, let's do it real quick. Spitfire. Facebook, go there, like the page, comment on stuff, share it with your friends. Go over to Twitter, our Twitter handle is?
@ComesNaturalPod.
You can follow us on there, you can comment on stuff, tweet at us, and we'll tweet you back. Then head over to iTunes, you can like the show, you can subscribe to it, you can also share that with your friends. When you subscribe to it, it automatically comes downloaded for free every Friday when it comes out at 6 a.m. our time.
How
which,
convenient.
Is apparently 5 o'clock on the new service, so that's interesting. And then we're going to start the show. Comes actually, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. And joining us today is
Adam.
Hey, so
Adam Margaret DeCaria is his name.
Fucked up my whole, like, we were talking about Pet Cemetery.
Fucked it up. Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't know what the second one is. Like, you're talking about it. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen the second one. And I look it up. Turns out I've only seen the second one. I've never seen the original.
Okay. What's your opinion of the second one then?
I just enough to be creepy, like as a kid, though. Like, because I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Did you watch it because of who is in it?
No.
Okay.
All right. Because at that point, it was just like, oh, John Connor's in this movie, too. Yeah. But, like, I wasn't picking out movies.
Edward Furlong.
Yeah, at this point.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, I remember bits and pieces of Pet Cemetery 2. Remember. John Connor, remember the doctor from ER,
Anthony Edwards,
and that guy was a dickhead.
Clancy Brown,
yeah, okay. So I remembered it, and I remembered the premise of it, and I remembered it being creepy. But I don't really, I can't give you any more details other than that, than a couple specific scenes and like, but yeah, I've never seen the original. I thought that was the original.
So you don't know that in the original they bring a baby back?
No, I don't
or
know.
Or what is it, a toddler technically,
toddler,
right?
Toddler, I think.
He walks and talks.
I did not see that part. I don't remember that.
Jesus, dude, that's the whole premise of the movie. Dude gets distraught because his kid dies.
Oh, that's
knows
right.
That the animals come back, goes and buries, and comes up and he starts murdering the husband and wife. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I vaguely
and has
remember.
That, what's that little kid's name? Little fucking weirdo.
I'm pretty sure that's not his name.
No, close enough.
You know who I'm talking about. He was a child star for a long, long time.
I will.
Haley Joel Osment.
Yep, jeez. That's the one.
Wow.
That is the one. That is not him.
Not at all.
Baby Joseph. What is his name? It's not Joseph. I just
not,
thought of that.
Not this Joseph.
Yeah.
It'd be really awkward.
But
why am I in that movie?
That'd be really weird.
It would be really weird. I don't remember much, like the every single scene from either of those movies. It's been such a long time.
Stephen
since
King's
I've seen
in them. Pet Sematary.
Yeah, I just saw that. Too.
I just remember that the second one was awful, and you know the first one was not great either.
Yes,
but it was good.
Kid.
Yeah, I can't find his name.
And creepy and scary.
Is this the kid from Chucky?
Might be.
Or
no?
No, I'm thinking of something else. Who is this fucker?
Trying to find his name. Go ahead. Keep going. Yo, you. Speak words.
I.
You were talking.
Was it awful? Or
yeah,
I remember
great.
The second one being awful.
The second
the
one was
one?
Terrible. The first one's all right, but it's like.
It will not hold up.
Yeah, no, it's not all. Great. Speaking of not holding up.
Because I don't even think when it first came out,
well,
it held up.
Too.
But so, that's what I'm saying is like, I don't even think when it first
like,
came out that
it
held up very well.
Well, you finished, Joe, you finished reading Salem's Lot. Did you go back and watch it?
No, I've been meaning to. I
and you've seen it before, though, right? No, you said
no,
you didn't.
I haven't seen Salem's Lot.
Yeah, prepare to be not impressed.
Michael Hughes?
That's the
oh,
one.
I'm
Michael
sure.
Hughes?
Yep, it's Gage is the character's name.
What am he?
He was in Apollo 13. Kindergarten Cop, he's the Joseph, he's the...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Jack
he
the
was,
Bear, Cops and Robbers.
He was the kid that Schwarzenegger... banged his mom.
Yeah.
And
oh.
The bad guy was his dad.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He was in Tropic Thunder.
Really?
Radio DJ.
Huh.
I did not know that. I just read it.
Uncredited.
Here. Yeah.
Still alive. Still doing stuff. Good for him.
Is well, I mean, last thing he did was in 2011.
I think he was also the kid in Spawn.
He did.
He was.
Did a voice in Rhodey in 2016.
I mean, he was one creepy kid.
Yeah, he's one. Come on now.
This is that weird grimace face he made because
yeah.
His cheeks were all big and he had like this creepy
the
fucking
cherub face. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that kid.
Was he Chucky?
No.
Okay, because he kind of looks like him.
That's why. Yeah. That's.
I mean, just that picture alone.
Yeah.
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 Know,
that's where
bit.
He goes and stabs his dad in the throat.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, Freddy Krueger. He's a New Nightmare. That's the one I was thinking of instead of Chucky, because that's when he had the glove on at one point in the movie, and he was like, fucking trying to kill people and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see New Nightmare.
When did that one come out?
Was you
that,
haven't seen New Nightmare?
That was the
like
one
97.
That came
they
out,
made the movie. They're making the movie of the movie of
yeah.
The, of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the premise of New Nightmare. No. The premise of New Nightmare is everything that had happened in the series of movies. Like, so, like, the people who were in the movies, it's like they're in real life, and Freddy started coming through real life.
No, I have seen parts of that one, because the
that one's fucking dope,
mechanical have that the mechanical hand that they have,
yes.
And it comes to life. It,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember that
I've
one.
Seen parts of it.
The glove was dope as shit. Freddy Krueger wore a trench coat, and he had all of his greatest kills in that movie. I love that movie.
No, I was thinking, what was the remake that they did of Nightmare Elm?
That was
Nightmare
Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah.
That one was super creepy because like they just like tried to make it as dark as possible. But they actually admitted that he was a child molester.
That one I haven't seen. Yeah.
So that was the more modern one?
Yeah.
The remake?
With Rorschach as Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
I really liked that one. I was hoping when they're going to do a sequel. People were like, it's not the same. I'm like, yeah, no shit, jackass. Because
it's fucking dark as shit. It's not, there's no real jokey jokes in it.
Like, he makes...
We want our humor with laughs. Or I want terror horror. With laughs. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's fucking just... people. That's dumb. But remember Jackie Earl Haley had that really cool thing where he would...
Yeah.
He would like clink the blades together. Yeah, it was like his like little like busy tick thing that he'd do.
So he'd walk
and so yeah, so like in certain scenes or in their dreams and they're walking down these dark hallways and you just hear him clinking his blades together, real no laugh, no like it's really understated.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the noise will get closer and closer, then you'll see him. He's just standing there in a dark corner fucking around with his blades. I was like, oh man.
That's pretty
creepy. You are a creep.
Yeah. And he's even more creepy when he's like in the flashback scenes as Freddy when he was just a regular fucking killer child molester guy.
Yeah.
He was even more creepy as that. Yeah, it was bad.
That's when you play a role too well.
Yeah, come down.
Right? Take it down a notch.
He's a method actor, so he went...
He went and visited a lot of schools. No.
Like Bill Skarsgård? Is that how you pronounce his name? It? You were saying
Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, yeah. So on the new, I was reading through on IMDb. It has a bunch of trivia stuff about it. And one of the things they did is, I guess there's a scene in the movie that he has to scare a bunch of little kids.
Yeah.
And so the director and everyone's like, hey, like, when I say these little kids, like, they're like, you know, 5 and under probably. It doesn't really specify in there, but I'm guessing the way they acted is like, hey, like, we're going to have an actor come out here and he's really scary. We need you to act scared, but just know in real life he's a normal guy. And they're like, you know, they're like, we want you to make sure, you know, nothing's bad's gonna happen. He scared these little kids so badly he had to come back out of makeup and console them. He felt guilty about it because of how terrified they were.
And he should.
Yeah.
I've never understood that, how directors or you know, little kids get written into horror movies.
Because well, it's based on Stephen King books, because he finds it extremely funny.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's the character from the book would, monster. You know, and the stories are actually pretty good, but, like, just thinking of, like, you think of a Poltergeist and the little girl in Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
How can you have this little child be this actor in a horror movie without, like, irreparably scaring them?
Now, is the girl from Exorcism, wouldn't that be worse? Because she was young.
She was doing this stuff, though.
Yeah.
She wasn't being scared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was the scary one in that one.
So there's a difference between being the villain than being the victim.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of exactly of this one right here, you know, where there it's Freddy Krueger coming out and scaring a bunch of, what, probably 5-year-olds or something like that. Like, they're terrified. You know, they're going to have
some. That's just going to last with you.
They did it with It as well from the original TV series, I think it was, right?
Miniseries, yeah.
The miniseries. I mean, those kids are now afraid of clowns for life.
For life.
Yeah. You know?
Shut up, Siri.
But who is it?
What do you mean?
Scared of clowns for life.
Well, I'm not scared of clowns, but I mean, that's probably because I never really. I mean, they're weird.
I find them very creepy.
Oh, you'll find this fun. One of the trivia facts I found in here. The Duffer Brothers originally wanted to direct the movie, but they were overlooked because they weren't established enough. And what did they turn around and do?
Stranger Things. That's really kind of bullshit and stupid of an answer, because you've had all of these other directors that have basically done next to nothing, and they're getting big-time directing gigs. So... I don't know. That's a stupid statement to me.
You know. So I'm gonna read you one of the trivia pieces from it. So this is for the new one. So although Bill Skarsgård was on set for the majority of the production, he didn't actually begin filming his scenes as Pennywise until more than halfway through shooting was complete. The time before he actually started filming, he spent working with the director and the producers in order to perfect his mannerisms as Pennywise. As Skarsgård stated that he felt an immense amount of pressure to play the role that was perfected by Tim Curry in the, you know, well-regarded performance of 1990s, the It miniseries.
Understandable.
So would it be safe to say that Netflix kind of is coming out with some great actors? Because you got Bill Skarsgård from Hemlock Grove.
Yep.
And then you have Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things in it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So they're coming out with some heavy hitters.
Well, Netflix is just doing the right thing. They're giving creative people creative freedom.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, because they're just printing money at this point. So they can throw money at something that's unique and different. And if it doesn't work, it's minimal risk for them at this point. So they're in the perfect position for anybody who wants to do something kind of cool and kind of unique. That's how, like, every one of their TV shows for the most part has been a hit, you know. So
some of them, because didn't OA not do so well?
Oh no, OA did really well after a while. Yeah.
Okay. And the other weird thing that Netflix doesn't let you know how many people watch their shit either.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that's really bizarre, but also kind of cool because you just know it's. Good. Like, when didn't they mention though that like the Adam Sandler stuff has been their highest watched shit? Like, they won't say anything, but people want to shit all over all these Adam Sandler movies. But they've come out and said that the Adam Sandler movies that he's done with Netflix have been their most watched things.
I know I watched The Cobbler.
That movie was terrible.
It is, but I watched it.
Well, that's not a Netflix one.
But
I'm talking that one went to Netflix quick, but the contract he signed started with Ridiculous Six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know any.
The one with Spade.
The one with
Do-Over,
yeah.
Yeah.
We can probably look it up. So other it ones in here that I thought really good we were talking about last night.
Stay on target.
Whenever Pennywise's eyes look in two different directions, there's no special effects used for that. The director had planned on using CGI to achieve this. And informed Bill Skarsgård of this, but Skarsgård then demonstrated he could do it on his own, and that was what was used in the final film.
Which is fucking creepy as hell.
Yeah.
You know that, because we seem to be in like an age where casting directors are able to like hire people that perfectly fit the part, and we've seen it in Marvel movies and even in the DC movies. Just because of that right there is fantastic, because Pennywise in the book is able to do that, and miraculously Paul Skarsgård?
Bill
Skarsgård, the Skarsgård, is able to do it as well.
I think he's it.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. Yeah.
Stephen King wrote the book about him.
He just didn't know it.
We had that other kid that was supposed to play him and even did like...
Did camera tests and stuff.
Testing and stuff. He looked super creepy too, but he kind of looks like it without makeup.
Talking about the guy from Breaking Bad. That's can't think his name right now.
Wait, which one?
What
character?
The really creepy ginger kid that's in it. The one that like idolizes them. Like he starts with
hillbilly.
Yeah, like
the one with the meth family.
No. He's the one that did. Like he started with them with the. He made the deal with them when they were using the houses that were tented for debugging.
Yeah.
That guy.
He was with, I thought they were meth family.
Yeah, because I remember.
Kind of a low-level drug dealer.
Yeah, he's the one that went kind of like full-on nutball and like, we're going to rob this whole fucking train of all the chemicals they have on. Like, no, we just need to fucking steal.
Actually, he kind of is what I envision Henry Bowers to be.
Yeah, that he would kind definitely of kid. Be about, he's a little old, but yeah, now he's a little old.
Yeah.
Will Poulter?
Filter?
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. One of the other ones that really got me was a couple things. One is the number 27 is often becomes associated with the story. The movie is set to be released in 27 years after the original TV release. In the book, it is mentioned that it returns to Derry approximately every 27 years. Jonathan Brandis, who played Bill in the original film, died at 27, and the movie was released 1 month after Billy Skarsgård was turned 27.
Now, in the book, how old was Urus? Was it Stephen Urus?
Stanley?
Stanley Urus. Like, when he died.
Well, he was an older guy. Like, he was... It was 27 years later after they encountered.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't be 27.
No. But it's just funny because, like, it's 27 just because, like, it's weird repeating me. And I didn't realize that Jonathan Brandis had killed himself. But that's the kid that played Stuttering Bill in the original.
Oh, so we're not even talking about book anymore. We're
talking about this real life. Like, wow. Number 27 is like repeats itself crazily amongst this story. It's nuts.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's super weird.
But that's also something that King's known for, which makes it really weird as well. Yeah. Because number 19 just was all throughout the Dark Tower series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the one about the kids. So in an interview with Alexander Skarsgård, who is Bill's father, who's the brother of the one guy, I can't think of his name right now, from True Blood. But he says Bill re-encountered a scene that he shot that had scared a large amount of children. When he was first walked onto set in full makeup, in full costume, some kids were intrigued, some were scared, and one started shaking. However, after the scene was shot, all the children were crying due to how scary Skarsgård's performance was. Skarsgård admitted that he felt extremely guilty about this and had apologized to all the children actors after the camera stopped rolling and showing them that the whole thing was just pretend.
Yeah, they're traumatized for life, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They hate clowns.
Their parents got paid then.
That shit was already done.
Not enough to cover the therapy.
Right?
Because that shit was signed for. They're like, yo, your kids are in a scary movie. Okay. They're like, sign a lot of die. Here's your $150 for the day.
Yeah. Scare.
This is crazy, though, too. The film's first teaser trailer generated 197 million views globally within 24 hours of release, breaking the record of the Fate and Furious in 2017 that had 139 million views.
I can't believe that made a record.
Oh, people love those movies for some reason.
Yeah, but 197 million views in 24 hours.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
How many of those were yours?
Roughly half of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. I didn't...
Hey, when it's Stephen King's It, you're gonna rewatch that.
The director has confirmed that Bill Skarsgård speaks Swedish sometimes while in character as Pennywise. And we all know what Swedish sounds like coming out of that fucking freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be scary. Like, legit scary.
I'm super excited for this movie.
Bill Skarsgård had admitted that he was so into his performance as Pennywise that he would have constant nightmares during production. Himself.
Good. He deserves it.
Yeah.
He really got into character.
He's way too scary.
So at the request of the director, Bill Skarsgård didn't meet any of the teenage actors until he showed up on set to film the first encounter between the Losers Club and Pennywise. This was done specifically to make sure the young actors would be scared of Pennywise during filming. And according to interviews given by Muccioletti, who's the director, the strategy paid off very, very well.
Yeah, I bet.
Yep.
So it's real terror that you see on their faces.
Yes, sir.
Ridley Scott direct this?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, right?
We're
just going to all sit down for a nice dinner and just giant alien,
the original alien script,
pops out of the chest.
Yeah, the original script that was given to Muccioletti, who's the director.
Muccioletti.
You have Muccioli. To say it like a tiny little
mouse. It's like the Italian machete. Mouse.
Yep.
Machete.
So the original script was written, and it planned to use a lot of the controversial scenes from the book, which you don't know all of them yet.
I know one.
Which one?
The orgy.
The child orgy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's rough.
Yeah, cracked. Has articles about that.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. But so the original script, it would have earned the rating of NC-17.
Yeah.
Yes. So scenes such as Henry Bowers having sex with a sheep and ejaculating on a birthday cake, Beverly's father is attempting to rape her. The director said, "I'd love the structure and human drama of that version, but requested that he would be allowed to slightly edit the script to make it more faithful to the novel." Because those things weren't actually in the book. This dude who wrote it threw those in.
Wow.
Whoa, he's more twisted than what was written?
Yep. So what's crazy about it is this dude also changed characters' names. So Bill's name was Will. Henry was Travis. And Belch was Snatch.
What?
Yeah.
That would have been a completely different movie.
Well, not, I mean, just their character names aren't a completely different movie.
But still.
It's not saying Will is actually a turtle.
But why do it?
Yeah, like Will and Bill, like why? Like what's so much better about calling a child Will than Bill?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like what I don't even understand is like why would you call him Travis and not Henry?
Yeah.
Like this guy must have hated someone named Henry named Travis. Like he's like, yo, remember Travis, that fuck that picked on me? Yeah, he's the fucking rapist. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
And Snatch.
A goat.
Yeah, so there's a lot of weird things the guy like changed.
I'm glad they changed it back.
Yeah. And there's some stuff they wanted to do that would need a lot of CG that is kind of kept out, and it had to do with the vision quest they went on, which tells you how it got to where it's at.
Yeah, you couldn't really do the goat scene legally if it wasn't CGI.
Why?
Because it's bestiality at that point.
You don't actually show penetration. What do you, Mike? you just show a guy like getting up on a goat. You don't show his penis going inside the goat. Okay. And it's a sheep, by the way.
Seen Clerks too, right?
Yeah, the guy blows a donkey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that was an amazing movie.
Yeah. I thought there was another one in here I wanted to do too. I wanted to say, but I don't remember where it's at, so it doesn't matter. There's like 200 and something of these things in here. Hmm. Got a lot.
What's the runtime on the movie?
Over 2 hours.
Oh,
good.
I'll tell you right now.
So it's potentially could be a 4 to 5 hour series with both movies together.
135 minutes. So was that 2 hours and 15 minutes, right?
That's so many minutes.
And this is technically just the part one.
This is part one. Yes.
Part two. They've already greenlit part two.
Yes, they've already started. They already have the script and everything for part two.
Damn.
And that starts. And
They have filmed certain scenes because the scenes are linked between one and two.
Wow.
So I'll read you the description. So on February 16th, 2016, producer Roy Lee, in an interview with Collider.com, mentioned the final film of the planned It duology, which is apparently just sequels, remaking, making another movie from the point of view of the adults that could potentially then be cut together like the novel, but it's not going to be really fun way of making this movie. He admits then later on that he wrote the most recent draft working with the director, so it's being envisioned as two movies. Versus having things like, because if you watch the original TV miniseries, part one isn't everything. Part two is just Clooney. So there's a lot of things that go back and forth. So the original one, you don't get all of the kids' story in the first part, and you don't get all the adults in the second. It's a mix of both. So originally we were going to do that, so later on they could cut it to make one big long-ass film, and they could still do that. But this movie apparently has none of the real, doesn't have any scenes with the adults in it. It's just the kids' point of view. Mm-hmm. And the second movie will have flashbacks to this one but from the point of view of the adults.
So would the second one be more closely related to the book? Cause that's how the book is.
Both of them are true to the book, according to everybody, but the pacing feeling of the book is different than what the movie's going to be, because it would confuse the shit out of people if they only got half the story.
How amazing would that be if they, once they're done, they do a final like director's cut
on
Blu-ray where they just cut it all together. Mike might not like it because it'll be, you know,
as long as it's not 45 minutes of
dwarf singing.
Dwarf songs, we're okay.
Mountain dwarfs are clean in the
dragons.
Kitchen.
So you know what this movie needs? A dinner scene with a song as long as most movies.
Ugh. The problem with you in those movies is that I grew up listening or watching the cartoon versions, which had the singing and stuff in it, and it was amazing.
I've seen the cartoon version.
Yeah, how old were you?
Little.
Really?
Little. I've seen it multiple times. I'd rather watch that than the Lord of the Rings or the Hobbit movies.
I'm okay with it because of that, is what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is, fuck Peter Jackson, yeah.
Wow.
Fuck that guy.
Wow. Is that like love fuck or is
no,
that
that's
like
a hate fuck. Sir.
That's a hate fuck?
Hate fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the director of things, especially this, we'll go off that one. So his name is Andy Muschietti. He is
Yo, did you eat 10 boxes of of hot tamales in a week?
No.
Okay.
We ate 10 bucks.
Well, you monsters.
To be a little bit more accurate, he probably ate like 7 boxes.
No, I actually brought some to work.
And ate it there.
Yeah.
And shared a goddamn hot tamale box right
quote, quote unquote shared it with people.
Yeah, quote unquote shared it with people.
My mom can have one. Gives somebody one.
No, I said one for the entire sort of split.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I had to get a knife and cut a piece off.
Yeah.
It's like a birthday cake shared for everybody in the month, you know, that sort of thing.
Worst birthday cake ever.
Anyways, so the director of this is actually up for hopefully directing the sequel, because this one seems to be hitting the mark with everybody. But also he's up for the very first ever Bram Stoker family approved prequel to Dracula called Dracula. So that's pretty interesting.
Interesting.
But the other director news I wanted to bring up is...
Not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Yeah, I mean, so...
Bram Stoker's
dead.
Yeah.
Like, by a long time.
Oh,
so his family owns
his
the rights.
Family approved.
It's not... Okay, I thought it was supposed to be a wholesome family movie. It's like, how can you do that when it's a sequel to Dracula?
Called Bunnicula.
People have done it. Yeah. Oh, Bunnicula.
Bunnicula. That's about a bunny who sucks the life force out of vegetables.
Yeah.
I've never... even heard of that before.
They were supposed to be coming out with a new version of it, but I haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't either. Yeah. It's fucking... I found it at Barnes & Noble one time, and it's fucking terrifying. I was like, how did I read this and not have literal nightmares?
Because it was a bunny. He's so cute. You love those things. I had a little rabbit at the time.
I did, too.
I loved that show.
Wait, this is an old book?
It's an old show, like, and I think they did create books out of it. Or no, it was books and then they created a cartoon show out of it.
Oh.
Just called Bunnicula.
Bunnicula, yeah. It's Bunny Dracula, basically.
Most creative name ever.
Oh, that was louder than it should have been.
Yeah.
You can hear the springs vibrate. That's awesome. Sorry about that, everybody. Colin Trevorrow is out as director of Star Wars Episode 9.
I heard this. It did seem to be amicable.
It was. It was a mutual choice between the two because they could not come to agreements on creative stuff. Because Disney has a plan set up by from the start of Episode 7 to where the characters and story is going to go that they already set up with JJ and Rian Johnson is doing Episode 8. And then apparently Colin's view of things and what he wanted to do is different. So
you wanted to kill off everybody.
He wanted to do what they did in Rogue One. Like, no one's making it past this. The galaxy blows up and the only thing that survives is a single asteroid that has a weird snake monster thing in it with bats inside of it. So rumors are now that Rian Johnson, it's the asteroid,
slug monster from
Rian Johnson may return.
I call it the Meg
Dune
monster
9.
Now.
Yeah.
The Meg monster, yeah.
It's true. It is the first thing that comes to mind.
So Rian Johnson apparently is
reference
making everybody super excited with Last Jedi. So rumors are he's front runner to take over. For that empty director spot, see what happens.
Why not Spielberg? Like, why is? Because I know there's
Spielberg
been a
made a
between
deal
him
with
and
him
Lucas.
And Lucas that he would never touch it.
But like
don't
this isn't
me,
really Lucas's baby anymore. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, Spielberg like, and Lucas have that. Like, they're so close together.
Like they're
but it's not like
it's
not like Disney fucking stole this from Lucas. Like Lucas fucking made a gajillion dollars off of
it. Oh no!
But like.
It's a gentleman's agreement,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
But, like, what's the
Lucas
point?
Lucas will never touch Indiana Jones again. Well, and Spielberg never touched
Lucas
Star
was
Trek.
A shit director. So, like, I'm not worried about that.
He's very creative. He's just not, like...
I want
not,
him
he
making
shouldn't be
worlds.
Writing stuff, for sure.
Yeah, I want him making
he's,
worlds
he's
and coming
the,
up with
he's
ideas.
He's the thought guy. Like, hey, this is the thought I have.
But,
hey,
like,
I,
and
but
these aliens.
These.
And these aliens.
My
and
question
now
is, though, what's the... Is would Lucas take it as a sign of disrespect if Spielberg was to do like
I don't know why the agreement came about.
Why did that agreement come about? Because it just doesn't make sense to me. Like Steven Spielberg is one of the greatest directors of all time.
Maybe that's why.
He just,
I don't want my best friend showing me up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, but it's still his fucking groceries. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Let him cook a little. Like, you should
groceries.
Be. I don't know. I like the fact Ron Howard's doing the solo flick though.
Right, because it'll be interesting.
Yep.
What's the next solo flick?
The Han Solo.
Oh, movie. I haven't. Is there
seen
a trailer out for that?
No, man.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay, so then I haven't heard it.
It does come out
yet.
Next Christmas, though. We know that much.
That's gonna be awesome.
We might see something before Last Jedi because they're, I think, wrapped on filming, right?
Not quite.
Because I saw something about it, but I don't remember what it was.
No, they're not wrapped yet. Ron Howard's still posting.
Did you see Mr. Robot pictures as Freddie Mercury?
Well, yeah.
Fucking yeah. insane.
I like
you,
that.
You know who Mr. Robot is, right?
Right.
Rami Malek.
I gotta look him up.
It's well, from Mr.
That's
Robot.
Him as Freddie Mercury.
No, that's Freddie Mercury.
Fucking insane.
Wow. That's Freddie Mercury.
No, no, that's him.
No, that's like Freddie Mercury. Mercury. Let me see that picture.
Now, does he sound like Freddie Mercury?
I don't know if he's actually singing or not, but what are you doing? You're like
no. I was looking up Steven Spielberg and Star Wars, and it pulled up. Up. Let me see.
Making noise while we're reading stuff.
No, well, you guys could have kept talking.
Well, that's we didn't have anything else today, so we're like, well,
no. It says that his longtime friend George Lucas originally wanted him to direct the third entry of the original Star Wars trilogy, Star Wars Episode VI, Return of the Jedi, and Spielberg was eager to do so, but Lucas was unsuccessful in getting him the job because of his dispute with the Directors Guild at the time.
I knew that portion.
Yeah,
because Steven was in it, and Lucas hates them. So
yeah,
just because he won't put fucking credits before his movie starts.
Which I mean, it's
still dumb.
Artistically,
let's make this happen, people. Spielberg needs to direct the last this last
episode. Oh, it was Ron Howard teases a Han Solo role for Paul Bettany. That's what it was. Who will he play in the film?
C-3PO.
Vision.
C-3PO, really?
They're linking him with his Vision. Let you know, Vision gets lost at the end of Infinity War.
Yeah.
And he's found.
He
like,
shows up.
He runs into the front of the Millennium Falcon. Because that's what happens with Thor in Infinity War. Thor does that, but he runs into the front of the Milano.
According to Steven Spielberg, he says that he won't do it because science fiction is just not his genre.
Oh, fuck off.
Really? Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Do artificial intelligence?
Yeah, I know, right? That's the first thing that came to
but
mind.
But he didn't start that. He finished it.
Yet I'm when, just making excuses yet when asked whether he'd ever be tempted to direct a Star Wars film, Spielberg was swiftly answered, "I'm never going to make a Star Wars film. That's not my genre. It's certainly my buddies, the Thomas Edison of science fiction, George Lucas, who created the entire series. But that was never for me. I'm just a fan. I'm just with everybody else in the audience watching them."
Fuck yourself, Steven Spielberg. You know yourself. What would be interesting?
I do love the next paragraph. It says, though Spielberg's no stranger to the sci-fi genre, you know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, E.T. AI, E.T., artificial intelligence, E.T. Yeah, it's like,
okay, hello. Did we all see that piss poor fucking last Indiana Jones movie?
Yeah, which had...
Remember those aliens?
Aliens or
that's sci-fi.
They're not from... they're not from space. They're from the space between spaces or something.
That's like, still sci-fi, God. By the way.
That's even worse.
It wasn't sci-fi because they had crystal skulls.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Crystal skulls.
Filled with vodka?
No, it's not Dan Aykroyd.
Pay the fuck attention.
Okay, so real quick, if you had to make a short list of who you would be interested to see take on this next Star Wars or the last or episode 9. I keep saying the last one, but it's the last of this trilogy.
Hold on, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now.
What did he direct?
Why am I spacing his name right now? He did the Bond movies, not Fincher.
Which Bond movie?
Fincher, the last ones.
So like Quantum of Solace and...
Yeah, the ones... Oh, I don't know how to spell James Bond, apparently.
Yeah, you big fucking dummy.
Shut your mouth! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
You meant it.
Clicky, click, click.
Sam Mendes?
Mark Forster.
No, I want to say it's Mendes.
Yeah, he did Spectre.
He did the last few of them.
Well, because Quantum of Solace was Mark
Forster. Sam Mendes is the one I was thinking of.
I haven't had a James Bond movie since 2015.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They don't really pump them out nearly as fast as they used to.
No. What was it that I read? I read something earlier that Netflix, I think it was it Amazon or Netflix? I can't remember. And Apple.
Apple and Amazon.
Apple and Amazon were fighting over wanting to do the next Bond movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Apple apparently wants to start in the whole digital content field that they're not
it's
in
It's a lucrative field.
It's where it's all going anyways, because if you have that stuff,
your
you
have... original content,
yep.
yeah.
Yep, people are going to go to it.
Was exactly. Siri in The Rock an actual movie?
No, that is an advertisement.
That was a commercial. I thought it was an actual movie.
No.
I kept looking for it.
Nope.
That's what's wrong with commercials these days. People believe that shit.
Well, it was a...
Do you believe there's giant hamsters that drive in cars?
Sometimes. I have seen them.
There are some people that drive like giant hamsters in cars, yeah.
Run into school bus and go to jail for 6 months.
And or, you know, run across three lanes of traffic just to cut us off, you know, in turn.
Or the one who cut off the cop that he was trying to get.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
We saw a guy who sped up and slammed on his brakes not to hit a car. Then a undercover or unmarked cop truck lit its lights up, got behind this guy.
Transformed.
This guy literally, like, got over without using a blinker in front of somebody else. Then got over in front of the cop without the blinker all the time. Like, I don't know if this guy is just literally has no idea what's behind him or he's literally running from the devil.
It was fantastic to watch.
Yeah.
I just claim idiocy for the guy.
Oh, yeah, he is an idiot.
Yes. So there's no running from the devil at that point.
No.
Bum, bum, bum.
So that's... Not Mark Forster.
Sam Mendes.
Sam Mendes is on your short list for who you would want to be able to, who you'd want to.
Yeah, I like that guy. I like the way I like the way he did those last two Bond movies.
Now, The Last Jedi, is that supposed to be a darker version of Star Wars?
I don't know if you saw Episode 7. That shit was pretty dark.
Yeah,
I did.
Remember when that one guy had the flamey, the little red sword, and he stabbed his dad? Pretty fucking dark,
that's
man.
Pretty dark.
Like, I'm not talking aesthetically. Obviously, in a room that didn't have much light, but
I cried during that.
I know you guys are gonna yell at me, but I can't remember who did the Christopher Nolan. I just remembered his name.
You want Christopher Nolan, dude?
Oh, okay, I was really confused, but he had nothing to do with that.
No,
first movie.
But that was who I was thinking for a director. If it was supposed to be like that dark, as in the Batman one,
maybe. I'd watch a Nolan Star Wars.
I would, yeah, for sure. It'd be fucked up.
That would be amazing.
My only concern is how is he? He's done hard sci-fi.
And did Interstellar.
Yeah, Interstellar.
I was like, you
yeah,
love that
no,
movie.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah. But his stuff is more grounded in reality, too.
Ish, so, yeah. I mean, obviously.
I mean,
so it'd be interesting for him to do one.
Inception definitely was not.
I'm not saying I wouldn't want him to do it. I would, fuck, you guys know that I would go watch anything with his name on it.
Christian Bale would have to be in it then, somehow.
Not really.
I didn't do it.
I heard you do it. I saw you do it.
Neil Blomkamp. I mean, he always gets thrown around for sci-fi movies. I mean,
he needs to do an Aliens movie. That's not going to happen. So
yeah,
I take Ridley Scott.
Nah, he's too.
I love Ridley Scott. I do. I don't think he.
Maybe not a one of the Star
Wars. You don't
think
he could do an episode?
Not an episode. He would need to do a standalone.
Why?
Just because he makes his.
His movies.
It just wouldn't flow with the other ones.
They're very hit and miss.
I mean, I say that. I haven't seen Rian Johnson's follow-up to Episode 7, so I can't really say the tone is going to be any similar.
But he's very hit and miss with his movies. Like, you know, obviously, I absolutely loved The Martian, and I really loved Prometheus 2, essentially. But God, was it Gods and Kings? I can't remember the name of it, Gods of Egypt or something like that he directed.
Exodus.
That's what it was. Gods of Egypt was the other one that came out about the same time.
That one's fun, but man, that movie is fucking terrible.
Exactly.
Yeah, Exodus or
but
Gods?
He's got
Gods and, Gods Exodus.
And, yeah, Gods and Gods.
He's got a cool list of movies, though.
He does. Like,
he
does. For sure.
I'm not saying that.
And a wide ranging. Like, he did Robin Hood, he did Body of Lies, American Gangster. Do Matchstick Man, Hannibal,
and maybe he would do really well in this type of in Star Wars, just because he wouldn't have so
it'd be
much
weird
creative
watching
freedom.
Him play,
I would say,
yeah, play with other people's characters, you know?
But he would still be. But he would still be like, okay, you have to do this. You know, he's not designing the world; it already exists. So he might, So you're right. If he's restricted, he might actually do really well, but I don't think he would like it.
Especially now, this day and age of him, because he's in his artur mode now.
Yeah, exactly.
Favreau
definitely needs to do him for sure. But he's already in another Disney portion doing fucking live action versions of shit.
Favreau would be another good one.
Speaking of live action Disney movies, Aladdin
the spinoff ones. He'd be another really good one to do the spin-off ones.
So, today, right? Yesterday.
Casting a white dude.
For what?
Yeah. Aladdin. Aladdin. Well, no, that's a different one.
Oh.
No, the production on the live-action Aladdin started today, or yesterday, today. When was it?
Did it?
Hold on. Yeah, it comes out next year. I did not know that. I don't know.
What's the one he's not doing Aladdin. Lion King.
Lion King, yeah. Someone else is doing Aladdin.
Is Lion King live action?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, it's live action, can't have no fucking humans in it, but.
But it's going to be more like.
Do you see Jungle Book?
Jungle Book, yeah.
He did Jungle Book recently?
I haven't seen Jungle Book.
It was fantastic.
It's good.
I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's going to do that. There's no humans in Lion King.
Humanoid those animals.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Those CG animals they did, that's basically real animals. Disney just, genetically engineered talking animals.
And made one of them sound just like Bill Murray.
And a ginormous ape, yeah.
And Idris Elba.
Yep. It's like, Disney. Hey. They have money to do this stuff.
Yeah. So, hey.
Got all the monies.
Yeah.
Hey, you wanna fuck this panther real quick? We need one of you to talk like him. I could just voice over him.
Nope.
No, we'd rather
fuck
have
that panther.
Yeah, we need you to fuck this panther. There's other options. Nah, man.
Nope.
Nah,
like,
man.
Here's my blood. Nope. Doesn't work like that.
Gotta fuck a panther.
I can jerk off into a cup.
Nope.
Fuck the panther.
So this case showing penetration is okay?
No.
It's not showing it. But you're really a fucking monster.
God, you're like gross.
Good Lord.
This would be like
Jesus,
in
a lab
somewhere. Underground research facility,
Adam?
That's like, right below where they keep Walt Disney's head stored in cryogenic stasis, And right below that is their secret research facility where they do all kinds of DNA splicing. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
They don't film it, or maybe they do for
research purposes?
Not research purposes, but for, keeping people
and,
quiet
and Disney
about things.
Yeah, like where the FBI keep all the people who don't like.
Yeah.
I did see something else about something Aladdin-based, but...
Somebody, a white dude got cast in Aladdin. I don't know for what role. I just read the headline. And like people were all mad because he's white. I was like, he's not playing Aladdin. Like,
if he's just,
it could be
a
white dude in it.
Could he be the voice of Apu?
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 Apu don't really talk though, right?
Not really, but well, he makes noises. That's what I mean.
Yeah. His name is Billy Magnuson. He's definitely Swedish with that blonde hair and blue eyes.
White as shit.
Yeah. That is pretty white.
White as shit.
But does
it?
Oh, wow. But what does
pink,
it?
The name was Scott. The Yellow Power Rangers playing Jasmine, though.
So, that's dope.
That's pretty cool. I'm trying to see. It doesn't say. Holy shit. I forgot Aladdin's being directed by Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
This shit's going to be crazy.
Right?
Man, there's gonna be some full penetration in this for sure. Cause I seen
panther goat,
panther goat. We're getting a pan goat. Yeah, it doesn't say who he's playing in this. It says has been cast in Disney's upcoming live action version of Aladdin, according to THR.
I think Aladdin did the right thing getting
Bill Magnuson will be playing a role that was created for the film.
It says a prince in this other one that I'm reading.
So when all the princes are showing up for Jasmine's thing, he's just one of them.
On the parade of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what it sounds
like. These fucking people. Goddamn internet.
Goddamn it, internet.
You're all terrible.
Will Smith
people.
Is a genie.
Yeah. Where have you been, man?
Not on the internet.
Tempe, apparently.
Weird.
Which is weird because that's pretty much all we have at the house is the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
There's like
electricity
and water and internet and then gas. We found out today that we have gas in the house.
Oh, nice.
There wasn't even on the lease.
Yeah. Well, apparently the heater and the water heater and the heat pump for the AC.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's cheaper right here.
I think so, yeah.
I've never had it.
I don't have gas in my house.
Right?
Your house is too new. Mm. Well, you have gas, but it's not natural gas.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Well, it is natural
you
gas.
You got gas at your booty hole.
Sorry. Well, yeah. But
that's a different type
of
fracking.
Kind of.
Fracking. There's a crack involved.
Yes, there is.
There is.
Ayo.
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 Ayo. Oh, by the way, they announced the director and the writer for Suicide Squad 2.
Oh,
who is
moving forward?
Gavin O'Connor.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You do
either.
Know who this is.
Tell me who he is.
So he is known for two movies, The Accountant and Warrior.
I'll take it. I love both
the
movies.
You said The Accountant, and I'm in.
Like, yeah, but The Warrior though.
Yeah,
I'm just Warrior's saying. At the Accountant, you had me, and I'm done.
Are they finally gonna put Tom Hardy in it?
Maybe.
Tom Hardy was. Still needs to play a DC character. Doesn't need to. It was not on contract. No, but I'm like he's.
Oh, in the extended universe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I just think I remember
because
he was
cast as Flag for Suicide Squad and had to drop out.
Yeah.
For the DiCaprio flick.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's the one.
The one where he won the Oscar. What's the fuck?
Which one you're
Bear Rape.
Oh, Revenant.
Yep,
Revenant. Yeah, he dropped out to do Revenant.
Revenant. Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking there wasn't Bear Rape in The Great Gatsby, but then again, I don't think Tom Hardy was in The Great Gatsby.
Well, it was Rape of a Bearskin Rug.
Yes.
And that one, yeah.
In The Revenant.
No,
which
Revenant,
I found out that Tom Hardy and Leonardo DiCaprio had a bet going for that. DiCaprio said that Tom Hardy would get an Oscar for his performance, and honestly, he should have.
Yeah.
He didn't. So DiCaprio lost that bet, and I forgot what the what it was that they bet. I think
it was like $1 million and like
no,
four
I'm
supermodels.
Pretty sure it was like a tattoo or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's writing and directing that.
I'm still sad that Mel Gibson's not, because like that news was so exciting. But then, like, scheduling and pushbacks, everything didn't work out. But Mel Gibson was announced to direct Suicide Squad 2.
Wow.
Like, he signed up. It was a done fucking deal. But shit got pushed back and moved around, and so the schedule didn't work out.
And ran into other stuff on his Google calendars.
I thought he... Didn't Mel Gibson go crazy?
Yeah.
What was the last thing he directed?
Oh, geez. It was...
That was a while ago.
No,
he did something recently.
What was that
Ridge
movie?
Hacksaw Ridge,
yeah.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is really good, by the
okay.
way.
Yeah. He's making a comeback as a director a bit behind the scenes.
And he's in Daddy's Home 2.
Daddy's Home 2. He did that other one with the he played that tattoo artist that... his
Bloodfather?
Bloodfather, yeah. That's what it was, yeah.
He wasn't the tattoo artist.
He wasn't the tattoo artist, no, but... Yeah.
Did you see it yet?
No, he was the tattoo artist.
Oh, he was the tattoo artist. I'm thinking the other one with...
You're thinking he was supposed to be a tattoo artist
yes.
in The Hangover 3.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
And then, but that was still a little too fresh.
Yeah.
Too fresh.
Too fresh. Shit crazy train.
Yes.
Yeah, too fresh, too cool, and too batshit nuts to do that. We never answered Mike's full question. Who else would we see? Would we want to see make a
I think we went through a list.
Star Wars.
A pretty good list.
You said Nolan. You yep. said
Ridley Scott.
What did you end up saying, Joseph?
I threw out Blomkamp.
Oh, that's Blomkamp. Right. Yeah. Good you call. Know. His brothers got married. Congrats,
nice.
Adam.
Right?
Not that Adam.
Yeah, that
oh.
Fuck that Adam. You know, and as much as I don't want him to do this movie, it would be interesting to see Peter Jackson do a Star Wars flick.
He's another one of those ones where he would need to do outside of
yeah,
the
I don't, yeah, he
solo-ish
for
movie,
sure
standalone.
Could not do yeah. an episode, but I think he could do one of the spinoffs. And I think if they tell him, hey, none of these fucking aliens are allowed to sing a song for 48 minutes, he'll be like, ah, okay.
Can they juggle dishes? No.
No.
Mm-hmm. You guys
like,
are
if
really
they,
limiting what I'm good at.
If they went through...
All right, can someone be saved by a giant eagle? At the inappropriate time, like, just not use it to do anything else? No?
As long as that eagle's a spaceship.
Just a spaceship looks like an eagle.
It's called
okay
the eagle
with that.
Or something like that. I
but,
mean, you already have the
I'm not
Falcon.
A big fan of him, but I do understand that he is a visionary. He's a very good artist. As much shit as I talk about his movies. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of things I like about his movies, but, like, obviously some of his favorite shit is what turns me off of movies. So if he, you're talking about Ridley Scott having to play within the confines of an already well-established universe, would really like to see Peter Jackson do that and see what he could do working with restraint, but restraint in a world where he could still do some crazy shit.
You would end up with kind of like Hellboy, you know, because he, yes, there was no other movie out there, and I'm sure that they didn't, you know, completely lock him down, but he had to go off of what the source material was. So he had play in the movie, but it was still accurate to the comic book series, you know.
Yeah.
And he put a spin on it, and it was fantastic.
Well, that was Del Toro.
You remember Del Toro? Oh, yeah. I mixed him up.
Yeah, we know. You do it all the time.
You need Del Toro to do a Star Wars flick, though, too.
How about Michael Bay?
No. No. You, because he was ruining our childhood. You asked last night when
the internet.
You asked last night when Guillermo del Toro's new movie came out, The Shape of Water.
December 8th. Of fucking that monster.
Yeah.
December 8th.
I'm gonna watch that shit. I'm gonna watch that. Lady fuck a fucking monster.
And you're gonna like it.
It's gonna happen.
I have a scurrection.
Is that a scared erection?
Scurrection.
Yeah. Scurrection.
It's a fear boner.
Yeah, it's a fear boner. It's a scurrection.
Scurrection.
Like, I got so scared, I have an erection.
Oh, yes, I have a scurrection for your paper. Scurrection. You mean correction? No, I had a scared boner reading your paper. Was there any other news?
That's every Stephen King book I read.
No other news. We should tell the people to go watch The Mummy, though.
You should. Everyone should go watch The Mummy. The new one.
It's on iTunes.
Brendan Fraser? No? Yeah?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Is technically linked to that movie in a weird way. Not a weird way. It's blatantly linked to it.
Yeah, but they didn't, like, in the movie.
They did. Yeah, they blatantly tell you that it's connected to
them. No,
they do.
It's
There's a line in it. He says, this isn't the first time it happened, and it won't be the last. And later on, you see
that's not blatantly telling you that it's related.
It's not saying,
remember that time where that mummy turned into a fucking... Yeah, and then, like, the World War II drunk fighter pilot had to shoot it down, and then this fucking Brendan Fraser-looking dude. Like, they don't go like that.
Would have been awesome, though.
Yeah.
They say that line, and then later on in the movie, you see her holding the book after she smashes the guy's face.
And it just falls.
Or the Book of the Dead?
The Book of the Dead has the little, you have the
star
thing opens it up.
It's actually in the movie?
It's in the movie.
Holy shit. I need to watch this now.
Yeah. You should have watched it before we said that.
That was with Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah, yes, man, it's good.
Okay.
It's not the trailers portrayed it poorly.
And of course it got shit on by the critics.
Yeah.
Which makes you think you should go watch it cuz
yeah, dude, we got to get rid of Rotten Tomatoes.
Right?
Burn it to the ground. It's a website. You can't do that.
No. Burn the servers.
Burn
the servers.
Yeah, you know, Anonymous, go after them. They have way too much power.
Your shitty reviews.
Or at least make it to where, like, you have to be a fan of a genre to review something. I mean, we talked about this in the past,
God,
but
yes.
Clearly.
I don't like horror movies, so I went and saw it, and it wasn't very good.
But, like, The Mummy it was much funnier than I thought it was going to be. Like, right off the bat, I was like, oh, this is, like, funny.
And Tom Cruise plays a dickbag.
Yeah, trailers. But not like a, like, he's like a lovable scumbag in it.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
Yeah, really? He's no. He's a
because again,
but he's not bad
they,
guy.
Not
he's
something they
he's,
show off in the trailers.
Yeah, he's straddling that line of like he's doing good, like, but he's like reluctant and like kind of backwards falling into having to do good.
He's more of doing it for himself kind of thing.
Yeah, but then like does the right thing when he's really faced to do it. But there's like even callbacks to that where you think he's doing good stuff, and then like he'll make reference to. Like, nah, I was just trying to do this, and it's like, oh, wow, that guy is an asshole.
Yeah.
But ultimately does good things, but he's still a bad guy. Like, I'm trying to think, like, a character in a different, a more well-known movie that that's similar to, but it's not important. But, like I said, right off the get-go, I was like, wow, it's much funnier than I thought it was going to be. And then when it's time to go creepy, it's fucking creepy, dude. Hmm. When the mummy comes back, and she's got to, like, suck the life out of people to regain hers, which is a pretty common trope for this type of movie.
Yeah, it's well-established.
But that process of going from skeleton-looking, fucking barely able to move, to slowly becoming herself again was fucking amazing and super creepy. And then the visuals in it were stunning, like really, really good. And I'm like, I don't understand why people didn't like this movie. Like, this is what I was hoping it would be, and I was afraid it wasn't.
Yeah.
But it totally is. It does a great job, and it's a nice linchpin to start, what was they calling it? The
Dark Universe.
So Universal is doing the Dark Universe with this being the linchpin, and there's a lot of fucking little winks and nods at what's to come. But everything's still in full go, right? Like, because China basically saved it with the box office, like overseas saved it with enough money to go ahead with these next slate of movies.
Right.
But, yeah, dude, it's so good.
So
it's
who are the Universal monsters?
Mummy, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula.
Invisible Man.
Invisible Man, Creature from the Blue Lagoon.
You have Cthulhu in that?
No, that's H.P. Lovecraft. Yeah.
Dracula's not.
I said, yeah.
Yeah,
Dracula's,
you said Dracula. Yeah.
But like who they're...
Oh, because he was in the movie.
Dr. Jekyll
and Mr. Hyde.
That's going to be an... So they're going to do like the Marvel movies where just one giant super movie?
Well, maybe.
I don't know, yeah. I don't think they've said anything like that yet.
I think
like they do link together.
It to be a connected universe. They just haven't said what they're gonna do with it yet.
Technically, when you had Dracula Untold, which was originally the first jumping off point that they've now abandoned, at the end of that you had that link after credits.
Wait till you watch The Mummy
to link to the next, what was going to be the next movie. I don't remember which one it was supposed to be, but yeah, they dropped that one.
That wasn't a very good movie, was it?
I liked it. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was good for what it was. You know, it had a very interesting way of telling Dracula's history and how he became Dracula.
We don't want interesting. They want what they've seen before with better graphics. You know, that's what people want.
Honestly, I felt for it because, you know, it was one of those, he was trying to be a good guy and protect his family and his people, and he gave up his life essentially for it.
It's the classic Universal Monster story where he's not the bad guy everyone makes him out to be. He's actually a really good guy. Just in a terrible situation and, you know, has bad, I'm not going to say luck, but does things that shouldn't be done, and then he's in a bad spot.
Yeah.
$407.8 million, by the way, Michael, for The Mummy in box office worldwide.
That's pretty good. That's
impressive.
That is well over the
overseas
budget.
Still loves Tom Cruise. America's cooling on him, but overseas, they still love that dude.
He's coming back. Like
he's
made...
never gone anywhere.
I mean, he's never gone. Yeah, he's been, he's been, if you look back, he's been steady making shit. For the longest time,
he really has. I mean, it was
like
Mission
he hasn't
Impossible
taken more
series.
Than 2 years off of having a big movie.
So, but they've all been big recently.
Yeah,
like before
Reacher. He does.
Because I thought Reacher was when
the first Reacher, the second Reacher was terrible.
Oh yeah, that was terrible. But the first Reacher, I thought that was where he kind of started coming back up.
Nah, man, because he was doing like critically acclaimed shit.
Yeah,
for a good stretch, he, I don't know, I. He's been there. He's always been there. Like it wasn't like a Liam Neeson thing where all of a sudden taken and he's like, oh fuck, you guys remember Liam Neeson? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, remember this guy?
He kind of switched genres there.
Yeah.
When did the last Jack Reacher? What was did the
Jack Reacher came out this year?
It came out this past year. Yeah. God damn, we saw it early.
2017 or 2016?
2017.
Yeah, dude. Wow. So.
No, so I say that because we saw the early preview of it, and I just could not remember when.
Oh no, it was
actually
last year.
Came out.
No, it was last year.
It was last year. Okay,
but like Jack, the first Jack Reacher came out in 2012.
Yeah,
but Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol, which was the rebirth of Mission Impossible, came out in 2011. Before that, I mean, there's a little bit of a layoff, but like he had Tropic Thunder in 2008, Valkyrie in 2008, which Valkyrie didn't like set the world on fire, but it was a pretty solid movie. Night and Day did pretty good numbers, but it was shitty.
Terrible.
It was way too long. It could have been good.
I actually kind of enjoyed that movie.
It's too long.
I didn't think so.
I thought it was just too long. It lagged, man. So yeah, I mean, from...
But 2008 to 2011 is still a 3-year gap.
But that's not bad for an actor.
But he did Night and Day in 2010. Then, you know what I mean? Which was a big release.
He had Live, Die, Repeat, you know.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Was that
came
long
out.
Ago?
No, that came
2014.
Out. 2014. Yeah. So he's been steady, dude. Oh, like, God. Like going all the way back to.
Literally, there's a 1-year gap or 2-year gap in his movies since like 1990 something.
Yeah. He's always doing something. Wow. Yeah. He's always there. People forgot about him for some reason.
1998.
Well, because I think for a literally little bit
one,
of time,
one or two movies a year.
If you can make a great movie in every 4 years, if he could be in a great movie, you're a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
been in a great movie every that, 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's
going
like,
back to like 92, 1980. Fucking Rain Man came out in 88, dude.
Yeah, he's been doing things.
Top Gun in 86.
Wow.
Risky Business in 83. That was like his coming out party, but he was in The Outsiders too, which was dope.
What did he do in The Outsiders?
He was one of the dudes.
He was one of the main cast characters.
Really?
Yeah, he was one of the brothers or whatever the fucks.
Oh, wow.
But like, just him as a, like, he's the lead in a movie. It's been basically nonstop since 83 to now. He's fucking headlined a movie.
Yeah, he still have double ups on a movie. Like, for example, he did Tropic Thunder in 2008, and he also did Valkyrie, but he had a bit part in Tropic Thunder.
Okay. But it was more than amazing part, just a cameo, though, because like it was said he was in a cameo.
It was way more than a cameo.
More than a cameo. And then Valkyrie was his movie. Let's Kill Hitler movie. Yeah.
Almost Kill Hitler.
Actually, looking at IMDb, he's done a movie every year starting in 2010. So 2010, Night and Day, Mission Impossible in 11, Rock of Ages in 12, Jack Reacher in 12, Oblivion in 13.
And he's not slowing down anytime
soon. Edge of Tomorrow
either.
In 14, Mission Impossible in 15, Jack Reacher in 16, The Mummy in 17, American Made in 17. And then he's got three movies coming out.
The Luna sequel to Park. Top Gun, Mission Impossible 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luna Park doesn't have anything else attached to it. But like Mission Impossible 6 and Top Gun are... Or Mission Impossible 6, they're filming.
Yeah.
They're on hiatus because he fucked his shit up.
Yeah.
But
Top
Gun is a go. Dude,
his own stunts, that crazy fuck.
Crazy old fuck.
Yeah, how old is he?
50-something.
Is he 50-something? Wow. I thought he was 60-something.
He's in his 50s still.
Let's find out right now. Over here. He is 55 years old.
55.
Ba-da-dun-dun.
Mike is right.
Born July 3rd, 1962.
He was born on July 3rd?
Yeah.
And he did a movie called Born on the 4th of July?
Yep.
That movie's a fucking lie now. I hate that
movie. The character he played was born on 4th of July. It wasn't Tom Cruise was born on the 4th of July.
But how dope would that have been if he was actually born
on the 4th
of
July? You were literally
born
for this movie, yeah.
Literally born.
Hey, Risky Business, you want to be in this movie about your birthday?
Yo, Tom Cruise's mom, hold them legs shut for another couple hours.
Oh, man, travel imagine if he was born like 11:50 p.m.
Right?
What a dickhead.
Just before.
Like, my dad was born on New Year's Eve, and he was born 7 minutes before the New Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, well, you ruined your mom's good time. He's like, not really. She went out drinking. I was like, it makes sense.
That's why you are the way you are.
Yep.
It's an Irish family heritage. Come on.
It's true. As far as we know. Yeah, man. I think that's it.
Yeah, just go watch
producers
the movie.
Producers are giving
yeah,
us
it's on
the
iTunes.
Symbol.
It's only $14.
Is it only
$14.99?
Yep. $14.99.
Or if you're a weirdo, you could rent it for like $4 or $5 or whatever. But yeah, don't do that. Just
do
buy
that
it.
Digital.
Yeah.
Just buy it. Get the extras. Watch the behind the scenes fight sequence of Russell Crowe and Tom Cruise. They beat the shit out of each other. Makes you enjoy the actual fight scene. A lot
literal
more.
Shit.
Yeah, one of them pooped.
Oh.
I don't know. They might have.
That's an extra.
Russell Crowe looks like he shits his pants on the regular, though.
But it's Russell Crowe.
It's Russell Crowe. He's a heavy drinker. Yeah. I'm not saying he's like losing his faculties or anything. I'm just saying
he
drinks way too much sometimes.
Yeah.
He's one of those people.
I'm Russell Crowe, bitch, and just shits himself.
Yeah.
Throws a fucking at somebody.
Throws a rugby ball at somebody's face.
Hops onto his boat.
He
and
likes throwing stuff at people, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Rugby balls, telephones from hotels.
Didn't he like Tom slam Cruise? A guy with a camera one time, too?
Yeah, probably.
Fuck yeah. That dude's a rock star.
I don't remember.
Make more movies, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, right? Man. Yeah. Gladiator 2, where he's still dead.
Gladiator harder.
It's just him walking through a field of wheat.
For... He's like, I thought they were going to be here. No, this is for warriors.
Oh,
wow.
Because his wife and son weren't warriors.
It's true.
But he has all his friends who died with him in the Gladiator games were there. So he's like, well, it's a bunch of dudes.
Yeah,
and
right.
That lion that looks super pissed.
Yep.
Tiger. Was it tiger? Lion? What he stabbed to the face?
You should watch that movie again. I haven't seen that in forever.
It's a really good movie.
It was a really good movie.
That's before another actor went fucking crazy, too.
Joaquin Phoenix didn't go crazy. He went fake crazy.
No, he went crazy.
No, he went fake crazy, and Casey Affleck filmed it. I love that movie, dude. No.
Anybody, that movie's so hard to fucking watch.
Yeah, but it's like kind of amazing.
Yeah, you did.
It's kind of amazing, though, right?
I mean, I guess, but it's just, it's, I don't know.
It's bizarre as shit.
I watched it before it came out saying that it was like, it was fake, and I was like,
so did I. Which was like,
this is fucking,
because you're like, what, the whole time you're watching it, it's like, is he crazy or is this just fake? Because there's rumors that it was fake.
He's crazy.
He's crazy. He had sex with a cell phone.
He's crazy because he made the fake movie about
her,
him being crazy.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, if Scarlett Johansson voiced my cell phone, I'd fuck it too.
Yeah. I'm a flip phone. Like, it was just
what input,
you know,
do I put this in?
What form do I put it into? Just,
oh, I get it.
Sorry,
Jack.
My dick's 30 pin, and I only have a lightning out. Sorry.
Just jam it in, buddy.
Just jam it in.
Just jam a corner in.
Anybody got an adapter?
Rub the corner got that dick adapter? It's fine. Should be fine, you know. I may not fill the well, but I'll fuck up the sides. Ha-ha! Gross. And on that note, that's it for this week's episode of Come Naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. And again, joining us today was...
Adam.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Adam.
Oh, as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah. BlogTalkRadio.com.